Grace and peace to you from God our Father, from Jesus Christ our Lord. Maybe you've had this feeling before where you're on the road and you go, oh no, we have to turn around. Maybe this is in the summer packing season as people are going camping or flying, going on vacations, and in the weeks or the days leading up, you're packing and thinking about what you need, and some of the things aren't so important, right? You pack so many shoes, you pack all these different things, but there's some things that if you forget, it's a big deal. That one thing that, man, if I forgot that, that would be a huge deal. My wife and I just went to Arizona for a wedding, and we were flying, and because you need those new IDs, my wife needed to bring her passport, since she doesn't have the new one yet. And so the one thing we really needed to bring was a passport, so we made sure to have that. But we were driving down the street, about maybe 5-10 minutes, and something in my mind goes, oh, I forgot this. But it wasn't that one thing needed. It wasn't the thing that, man, if I don't have this, then things aren't going to work out. There's lots of things that we pack. There's lots of things that we need. But there's often a one thing, a more important thing than all the other things. And this is how it is with life. That we can worry and we can stress about so many things, but if you have that one thing, you can really rest. Might be a little more anxious, but having that one thing needful really gives us true rest. This is what Jesus talks about, and not just we're talking about a physical thing, but here we're going to talk about the spiritual thing, the thing that we really need, and this is what Jesus tells Martha, that we need that one thing. Now, this story, we probably know fairly well. It's a short section, but there's so many important things that are discussed here as Jesus enters into the house of Mary and Martha, and you've maybe heard that many times. There's even books, right? Be a Mary in a world of Marthas, and we can often like pit the two against each other. As we look at this, though, we want to look and see that Martha was doing good things, though, wasn't she? As you imagine that the Messiah, the one promised, who he probably even had his disciples with him too, and so is she just serving Jesus and a few people? There's probably other people that are there, and there's lots to do. And the Messiah, this guy who's been teaching and preaching, is in their house, and well, we want it clean, we want to serve, and they might be hungry as they walk around and don't really have a home. So was Martha doing good things? Yeah. And the fact that Jesus came into her house, this is a great thing. This was a blessing. I think the first thing we want to think about when we think about this lesson is that there are many good things in life. We don't want to say that what Martha was doing was bad. How foolish she was to be serving food and to be making things comfortable as Jesus was teaching. It was good. It's probably something she loved to do and was just privileged to do it. And so also think about all the good things you have in life. Because we can sometimes, when we talk about the one thing needful or this story, it's like, well, all these other things are bad. How dare you do this? Not true. God has given you so many blessings, and maybe one of the helpful things is to think about all those things. In the sermon notes, it says even list all those things. List the blessings you have, maybe family and friends, maybe work, some possessions, the talents that God gives you. These are blessings as well that God has blessed you with that these are all good things. And so if God has given you talents to serve in certain ways, is that a bad thing for you to be using them? It's not. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to serve God and to serve others. But what we always have to think about is that there's many good things and there's many things to love in this world. And so it's not a matter of what is good and bad, because notice when Jesus talks to Martha, we see that he says, you're worried and upset about many things. And earlier, but Martha was distracted with all her serving. So when Jesus talks to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but one thing is needed. In fact, Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. So it's not that these things are bad and this one is good, but when I love things in a disordered way, that's the problem. When I put good things and make them God things, that causes so many problems. So while there's many good things in life, there's only one God thing that lasts. And what do we mean by that is that God's word trumps everything. That God's word and the faith that is worked through the gospel means everything. And the problem is that there's all these good things. And notice, we can get so distracted. It says she was upset and worried about many things. So we have many good things, but do those good things get in the way of the God thing? It's kind of like when you talk about someone who maybe is wealthy, or the more things that you get, the more worries you have. If you have the boat and this, well, now you have maintenance on all these different things. And so, yes, we have good things, but are we so worried and stressed about those things that in the end are temporary? All those good things, they won't last. There's still a blessing, but what does last is God's word that lasts into eternity, and that faith he works through it, faith in Jesus that means forgiveness and peace, and a peace that surpasses my understanding, that if even in the most difficult of times and the greatest hardship that comes, the greatest sadness, I can still have peace. And then when all things are taken away, when nothing is left, and when this life ends, I still have Jesus. Because I have eternity. Because Jesus has paid for my sins and welcomes me into heaven. To be in the presence of God and Jesus forever. And how great this is, how much better this is than all of those good things. You can put all the good things and put them together, and they don't even compare to one day in God's presence. So we need to be reminded that, yes, God has given us so many blessings, but there's the one God thing. The Word of God that works faith in our hearts, faith in Jesus that gives us eternal life and peace and forgiveness forever. That one thing is so special. But then, why do we do the things that we do? Why was Martha working? And if we know that faith is so important, why are we so stressed? Why are we doing all the other things? Is it because it's so hard for us to sit and to not do? We talked about Abraham and Sarah, who God had talked to and told them, I'm going to give you a child, but that took years and years and years. And so what did they do? They took things into their own hands. Do you like to listen or do you like to do? And maybe this is a personal thing or a different people, different personalities, but you always think about husband and wife. And husband and wife are sitting there, and a wife is sharing with the husband all the things that are going on, and what is the husband thinking? How can I fix it? This is what we should do, and what does the wife want the husband just to do? Just listen. I just want to tell you what's going on. I don't want you to fix it. I just want you to listen. But usually, guys, that's not how we function. And so I think, guys, we can understand this, but I think it's true for all of us when it comes to God's word. We seek work and control. We like to be the busy Marthas instead of sitting at the feet of Jesus, because sitting means I'm not doing anything. I'm not in control. I'm not fixing the problem. I have to just sit and listen. But I'm not doing it. To be passive, we like to be active. We like to be to fix it and to just sit and listen to God's word that says I'm not in control. That God is. I have to trust Him to get it done, and that I can't fix it all. And that's hard. But this is so important that we hear God's word and God's love because of all the things that we face, because we can't do it on our own. A great question is, are the words to Jesus, to Martha in this section law or gospel? When you think about Jesus speaking to Martha, that you're worried and distracted. Mary has chosen the better thing, and it will not be taken away. There's one thing needful. Is that law or gospel? So often, yes, we know in Scripture that law and gospel is contained in the section. Both are there, but which are you hearing and which do you need to hear at this time is also a good question. Are you busy? Is this law that you understand? I have to sit there at Jesus' feet? But what I want you to know, I think, is that this is a huge invitation. Yes, Jesus has come to Mary and Martha, and Jesus is giving this gospel message to Martha and saying, come and sit and hear and rest and be filled with the Word of God. I think more than law is this gospel invitation to Martha to sit and rest in the Word of God. Jesus invites us to rest in His Word. Why is it so important to sit and rest in God's Word? When we are working, we might think, I can do it, and we just can't. Because there's things that come that we can't control, and we're going to have to be filled with Jesus' word and His gospel and His forgiveness and His peace. And how do Mary and Martha experience this? Well, not much later, but what happens is their brother Lazarus dies. And what do we see from Martha? But Martha gives this great confession. She's been now, instead of being busy, she's actually been sitting because she knows what Jesus has been preaching. She gives a confession that she believes in the resurrection of the dead, and Jesus says, I am the resurrection of life, right? That anyone who believes in me will rise again. And Martha says, I believe that's true, that you are the Messiah. She gives an amazing confession about who Jesus is because she's been listening. And Mary, too, is the one who anoints the feet of Jesus for burial. That all the disciples, you know what they're always thinking about? The kingdom of God. How can we have power? How can we have authority? And Mary's been sitting there listening and says, Jesus, I know you're going to die. These two women sit at the feet of Jesus and they're listening and understanding the gospel message. That he is going to die and rise again and that he is the Messiah. And so sometimes we need to be reminded, sometimes we need that law to hit us and to wake us up. But most of all, we need that gospel message that says, sit and listen and be filled so that you have faith in the most difficult times. That you can trust in Jesus and know that he's enough. That we can rest and I don't have to do everything. I saw this picture online this week from another Christian of another faith, and it had two roads. It had one of believing in Jesus and then a small path of obedience to Jesus. And the point of that, and this is another denomination, so their point is, oh, many people believe in Jesus, but only few people are really serving Jesus. What does Jesus want? Where does service and obedience flow from? It flows from belief and faith. And so does Jesus want your service? Well, yeah, but more than that is he wants your heart. He wants your faith and belief, and from that, the fruits of faith follow. I heard this as I was preparing for this sermon, that so often we talk about when something happens, maybe it's a spill or something, and an emergency, and someone says, don't just sit there, do something. I'm sure you've said that or heard that times before, but what is Jesus telling us today? Kind of flipping it around. Don't just do something. Sit there. Sit there and rest in the Word of God that restores your soul, that gives you peace and forgiveness, and that enables you to go out there and serve one another. So as we go out, a huge reminder. It's not that Martha was wrong and doing so many bad things, but Mary had chosen the most important thing, the thing that lasts into eternity. And so I think it's true for you and I that sometimes we need the gospel reminder that don't just do. Don't just try to do it all on your own, but sit there and soak in that gospel peace, the gospel truth about Jesus, that he's died and forgiven you for the times that we're so busy and so stressed. Because we're not going to stop being busy. But we can have our hope and peace in Christ when we prioritize that. And not find being in God's Word or going to church or doing devotions as a burden, but a joy. I get to do this. When's the last time that you came to church, read a devotion, or went to a Bible study, and you said, oh, that was a waste of time. I didn't find any rest or peace or hope in that. I think it's true, as it is for me, for you, that every time we're in God's Word, it fills our hearts with a peace and a hope and a forgiveness that nothing else can give. And then especially gives us that peace and hope into eternity, knowing we have heaven and sins forgiven to life everlasting. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.